Reese.
I love this.
The sound.
All the hits.
Right here.
We play the best mix of music on The Jam with June and Martin, 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.4 Capital FM.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the seam of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe that, baby, I'm really. When you said goodbye, it's my turn to fly, so girls get in line, cause I'm easy, no playing this guy like a fool. Cause now I'm alright, you might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby. It's a beautiful day and I can't stop myself from smiling. If I drink and then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying that it's a beautiful day. The sun is up and the music's playing, and even if it started raining, you won't hear this boy complaining, cause I'm glad that you're the one. Think I'll take up my time with thinking of a breakup, then you've got another thing coming your way. Cause it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day.
A bubbling Michael. It's a beautiful day.
It's a bubbles.
It's Michael Bublé, the Michael Bolton, another Michael.
It's a bubble and a bubble. Bubble
Michael
and a
Bolton
bubble.
Of our generation.
Stop it. There's nothing like that.
What do you mean?
It's not.
I'm sure
bubble,
right now.
Bublé, Michael Bublé, is a jazzy sort of big band. Frank Sinatra, I think, is who I would compare him to. Bolton of the Michael. Is not, he's like Bruno Mars.
You see, now you have jumped into this kelele of yours.
Yeah.
What
immediate.
I was saying is,
immediate.
The number of ladies that love this man.
Oh, that's where you're going.
Hey, please. You see, that's what I was saying.
But who says that? Who has said that? Where are these ladies?
Can we do research?
Let's do research.
Can we
Let's
do some polls. Research? Like a poll today.
Yeah.
Wavinya, if you're listening.
Wavinya has eyes only for Justin Bieber,
let's
so do, she can't do, see anybody
let's
else.
Let's do a poll. Is Michael Bublé a male? Associated artist, or is he a female? Do you say female anymore? Ladies or gents?
Okay, so what are you asking?
Michael Bublé.
Is it like an artist that guys can relate to? Versus if it's ladies who would.
How do you put that? Let's think about it. Is Michael Bublé.
Does he appeal more? How about that?
Yeah,
Michael Bublé.
Who does he appeal more to?
Yeah. Ladies or gents?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ladies or gents.
Mm-hmm.
Who does he appeal more to, ladies or gents? But at this time, it's a moment of love. This one is actually out of love. Talented musician, fantastic musician. And there's something happening, coming.
Yeah.
about to happen that you need to plan for properly.
Forever.
Forever.
My darling.
Darling.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day. It's happening at the Pride Inn Azure Hotel in Westlands. At the upmarket part of Nairobi City. Let me tell you guys something. There's not many I've seen here. Can I mention what I've just seen?
You went straight to the food.
Listen. What else? Listen, it's happening. There's a Valentine's Day dinner. It's happening on the 14th of February.
Okay.
It's a 5-course set meal with a glass of bubbly alcoholic champagne.
Michael, he's coming.
Yeah.
Michael Bubbly.
Hey, bubbly. And a delectable chocolate fountain and live acoustic music. It'll cost you. I'll let you know what it'll cost you. Let me first tell you what's happening. Okay. So, a 5-course dinner prepared by our executive chef. That's basically at Pride Inn.
Nice. Azure.
Live acoustic music entertainment, creating a relaxing atmosphere. A chance to win 2 nights for 2 at the prestigious Pride Inn Paradise. That's in Coastal.
Okay.
A surprise for the lady. A bottle of red or white sweet wine per couple, complemented with nuts and crisps.
Hey.
It will only cost you 10,000 bob per couple. And you can stay the night for 21,000 bob. Now, my friends.
I'm writing notes. Writing notes. Keep going.
Ladies and gentlemen, isn't that our plan? And if you want to know what's in the menu, I'll let you know after this short message.
It's the food. Yeah, I think it's the food.
Guys, there's so much.
All these other things are like an added bonus for you.
There's so much.
If she looks good, has conversation,
you
if she laughs at your jokes.
Just be there.
But the 5-course meal.
Let me tell you, guys.
With the crisps.
Guy. Let me tell you, this is the Jam on 88.4 Capital FM. June Gashui.
Martin Karaoke.
Talk to us at the Jam 94. The hashtag is drive out. Who would you take for this
forever darling Valentine's
at Pride Inn Azure? Who would you take at the Jam 94? The hashtag is drive out, and of course 0701-984-984 is our WhatsApp line. WhatsApp us now. Throwback.
Taking you back to the days of boy bands and frosted tips.
Here we go.
This is the Capital FM Throwback.
Oh,
Beat this hour.
That's not actually happening. Sorry. That's not actually happening.
It's not time for that
it's
yet.
No.
But it's because we were having a very heated debate here.
We actually have.
This thing became crazy off air, guys, right? So you're listening to The Jam, first of all, on 98.4 Capital FM.
Yes.
We played you a track by Michael Bublé.
Yes.
And then Martin and I started discussing whether or not Michael Bublé appeals to men or to women.
First,
and he's like, you know, Martin.
Solo first of all, do you know who Michael Bublé is?
Who is Michael Bublé?
Michael Bublé. Bublé.
You talk about Bublé and I remember Bubbles, the club.
See? So. See? And here's the thing. He's an amazing, good-looking artist.
Yeah.
Who seems like he's like...
I'm not going to see his music.
Listen, he's the Frank Sinatra of like... to like 10 years ago. All right?
Yeah.
So, the question he asked is, does Michael Bublé appeal to men or to women?
That's the question.
Him or his music?
Keep going.
His music.
Keep going. Let's see where this argument is going.
Very specific. Because, where? This is radio.
No.
The thing is, this. A good song is a good song, irrespective of how somebody looks. That's the first thing. And if your music can transcend generations, transcend time. You said it's from. He was from 10 years ago.
Yeah, he's still relevant today.
His music
today,
is relevant today.
Yes, he was bigger. I would
that
say,
means
10 years
that
ago.
His music could transcend gender.
Yeah.
So it's not really an issue of men or women.
Yeah.
Solo, you have answered like a proper politician.
Yeah. I have been aggressive.
Let me tell you what the issue is. Mamas listen to him because he looks nice.
Yeah.
And he sounds nice.
And guys
men listen to him because they know that mamas like the way he sounds.
Now, so you know
so he's a tool. You people use. But male musicians will
but
look good.
But wait, June, let's be honest.
It's an hour around
10, 20 years ago, we all had that one tape that had all these songs that we wanted or we knew you liked. So we would wait
until you get through.
And coincidentally, that song always played when you came to the house.
There are a couple of men who like Tevin Campbell. A couple.
Actually.
A couple.
But there are many men who play Tevin Campbell in the presence of a lady.
So...
impress them.
What Martin has said is that you would not catch many men listening to Tevin Campbell while they are alone.
Yeah.
But
in a group of men.
Because what is it? Because you said a good song is a good song
I'm
is a good song.
Yes. Can you imagine a good
can't we talk?
Okay, so let's bring it home.
Yeah.
Nyashinski
will listen.
She will listen to him when we're alone.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Because he speaks to us.
Oh, so it's the message of the song.
It's like Tetushani talks to us.
Yeah.
And then
Siano
talks to us as well because he talks about the shidas that we are going through. But then like Bob Marley. You know Bob Marley and Peter Tosh talk to many men. You know why? Shida.
Yeah. Rebellion. You can relate.
There's a way they speak. To the women for us.
Yes.
So that's why we play for you
why
the song.
You are the tool.
Well,
they are the tool you use.
Exactly. So instead of fanyango fudi mwigi, we just play the song.
Yeah.
We kill half of the. We go half the journey. Then now we finish the other half of the journey by ourselves.
That story of journey to Ache Kwanza. Let's do another journey. Valentine's is coming.
Yes. Let me tell you.
Find yourself someone.
Do not let it catch you unawares.
Because there's forever darling Valentine's Day.
Yes.
It's at Pride Inn as well. I'm sure you were there, Juicy too.
By the way.
You were there. And you know what Solo was doing? He came for the meeting, then he disappeared for a few, like maybe 25 minutes.
He did a small lap of
You know what he was doing?
Yeah.
He came back and told us there's 162 rooms
and
suites. But the one he spent the most amount of time in was the presidential suite. So just so you know, he has already done the recce for us.
The thing is, you have to think ahead. While everybody else was still thinking about now, I'll think about this thing next week. Me, I've already gone, I've seen, they have got the 161 rooms. And in my head, I was thinking, sunrise or sunset? What do you want to catch from the room? Because a staycation can be a plan.
Angles.
Yes, when I'm choosing that room, I'm not just saying, give me a room. I'm telling them, I want this room, room number this, because it's got this and this and this. Mm. I've got a view of the sunset. So are you a morning person or an evening person?
Let me tell you guys, first of all, this hotel is just off Raptor Road. Eh?
So it's close.
It's opposite a place called Capital West.
Mm.
Just off Raptor Road.
Mm-hmm.
Or you call it Rafter, however you want to call it.
Raptor Road. Raptor.
Raptor.
Yeah,
Raptor. Yeah, don't try to Gupta. You want to make Gupta.
Everything is fine.
Okay.
My guy may chop at me, but it's fine. But let me tell you another thing. For 10,000 shillings, this menu or menu that is here.
He was drooling.
I'm still drooling.
Let's just do this. The first course, it's called the Garden of Eden.
We'll discuss it.
That's all I'm going
if
to say.
If you start saying it now.
The Garden of
Eden.
Bas.
Hello.
No. That's, it's okay.
So you I'm guys know celery. You know celery. Anyway, time for the news headlines.
In Capital Newsbeat, this hour.
Afrobarometer study says Kenyans trust churches more than government institutions. Wanjigi Falls ODM omission of presidential nominations in NDC agenda. And Queen of Denmark tests positive for COVID.
More in Capital Newsbeat.
All I want is somebody that's gonna love me for me.
Baby.
Somebody I can love for them. All this money on me, you ain't got nobody to share it with.
Yeah.
Love rules the world.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
He don't understand you like I do.
He don't understand
you.
Your frame, get them worries off your brain, girl. I'm in your corner, do what you want, it's your thing, girl. Opposites attract, but we one in the same, girl. It ain't a game, so I can't play with you. I wanna lay with you, stay with you, pray with you, grow old and gray with you. In good and bad times, we'll always make it through, cause what we got is true. No matter what they say to you, I can straight lace you, not just appearance. Stimulate your mind, strengthen your spirits. Be the voice of reason when you ain't trying to hear it. You want it, but you fear it, but you love it when you near it. Sit up on the sofa, get a little closer. Touch you right, do it like a man supposed to. Knew you was the one, that's why I chose ya. Cause you get down for yours and ride like a soldier. You ain't dealing with a boy. Feel emptiness inside? I can feel that void. When you spend time with your woman and listen, it shines more than any baguette diamond can glisten. I can't impress you with the cars and the wealth, cause any woman with willing drive can get it herself. I'd rather show you it's heartfelt, make your heart melt, and prove to you you're more important than anything else. Worthwhile, special like my first child. When I see your face, it's always like the first time our eyes met. I knew we'd be together and ain't tried yet. I wanna give you things that I didn't buy yet. Hold you, mold you, don't know, let me show you. Ain't no telling what we could grow to. Let it be known, I told you, and I'ma be there for whatever you go through. My love's true. I'm that air when you can't breathe. I'm that feeling when you can't leave. Some doubt, some believe. Some lie, cheat, and deceive. So it's only you and me. When you weak, I'll make you strong. Here's where you belong.
ain't perfect, but I promise I won't do you wrong. Keep you away from harm. My love is protected. I'll wrap you in my arms so you never feel neglected. I'll just make you aware of what we have is rare. And the moment of despair, I'm the courage when you're scared. Loyal, down for you. Soon as I saw you, wanted to be there cause I could hold it down for you. Be around for you. Plant seeds in the soil. Make love all night, bending bed coils. You a queen, therefore I treat you royal. This is all for you, cause I simply adore you.
I like that.
Save preset 1 for 98.4 Capital
I
FM.
Like that. Music.
June and Martin on the Jam 3 to 7 p.m.
About different colors, different cultures. We are one, just remember that, guys, especially this year.
Yeah.
We are one people. We're different cultures, but we are one people. We have one asset known as Kenya, and we must keep it alive and enjoy our, you know, enjoy the differences, guys. It's always important. We can't just be the same person. It's a very, very boring world if you're the same.
We can't
people.
Be the same?
You can't be the same person.
You're with chilling. Me, like, you're two people
Karaoke
can't
and Martin Karaoke are just chilling at it. I know, that's boring.
Me, first of all, like, we would have a great time if I was just chilling by myself because we're like six. Okay? That's all.
There's so many differences in you. So that's the thing.
And that's the thing. Yeah, so me, for at least, like, 2 weeks, we'll have enough stories. After a while, now one of us will start having problems.
Be chopping yourself.
Yeah. Then another 2 weeks to now do peacekeeping efforts. So at least a month. I think I could do well with myself just at least for a month.
So something different for people that are looking for like a getaway.
Yeah.
The Magical Kenya Ladies Open, the biggest ladies pro golf event in East and Central Africa, returns the 18-hole PGA Baobab course at the Vipingo Ridge in Kilifi County from tomorrow.
That's the 10th.
10th.
Of February.
Yeah, to Sunday.
Yeah.
The 13th of February. Now, you can come and join us as we cheer along our Kenyan lady golfers take on the rest of the world. Buy your tickets on ticketsasa.com, retailing at 500 shillings per person per day. COVID-19 protocols that govern public events in Kenya will be strictly applied. Tune in to Captain in the Morning for more information, of course. And also, you can tune in here. In the next hour, we'll be talking about basically what Johnny Walker is doing at the
Magical Kenya Ladies Open this year. After a 2-year hiatus, it's back. So
it's back.
We've got a lot of amazing things to tell you, share who'll be on the lineup, who's performing, and then cool things. Just, in fact, go on to Vipingo Ridge right now and just check out what the facility has so that you can already get yourself excited. For those of you in Mombasa, in counties that are nearby, you have no excuse, really.
Yeah.
All right? Make your plans and head over.
Now,
coming up,
Forever Darling Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's. Mato, have you found somebody? Let's just ask you now, because I don't want you to say, oh, you know, now nobody ever asks me these questions. Have you found somebody?
Have they found
me? Or do
me?
We keep or do we keep looking for you?
Have they found me?
Are you findable?
I'm findable.
You're like a Bluetooth connection. find device.
Tinder.
Pair device. Are you
Tinder
really on the, are you on the are you
no,
on
I'm
the Tinder?
I'm not on the Tinder. I'm old school, man. I follow. I hunt.
You follow Tinder?
No.
What are you saying?
I follow people live. I don't know. I don't
We have
trust.
Names for those people. They're called stalkers.
Oh, stalker. okay. Bram Stalker. I'm right here. Or Dracula.
And you explore other hoods, other neighborhoods?
Of course.
Other than Jammu?
Yeah, this is important. Because, you know, you can't just wake up and go with a neighbor.
Casphere of influence should be a bit wider.
And also, if it's Jammu, then it's important that I take her here.
Yeah, because you see
to
now you,
sure.
And that's what I'm saying. That's going to be a different experience even for you and for her.
Mm.
And you'd be able to, in fact, just as she walks in, she'll just see Forever Darling. She'll be like, bas.
Kwisha.
Ata ajaongeana already. The night is called Forever Darling Valentine's Day.
And also,
I'm inside.
We are done pretending that we don't like eating food, ladies and gentlemen, during dates.
Yeah. Oh, those people who eat a salad.
And then you take away a buffet. When I take away a buffet in your bag.
And then her stomach is just going,
we are done with that. Because listen to this. Listen, there's honey glazed chicken wings. Let's kick it off.
That's like a starter.
A starter. Uh-huh. It's champagne to stimulate the affairs of the heart. Then to set the mood right, we'll put out some honey glazed chicken wings.
Yeah.
Vegetable samosa.
Okay.
Cupid's favorite sauce.
Uh-huh.
Eve's apple. And a celery soup or a tom yum soup. Now, tom yum. Happened on Imekwama. Tom yum, no. And why?
It is a soup.
What is it?
It's a soup from the Far East.
Yes.
I think it's Chinese. I think,
is
if
it?
I'm not wrong. It's Asian. Let's call it there.
It's Asian.
That's so bad.
Okay, tom yum.
It's tom yum. Tom yum soup.
So at the beginning here, we have the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Eden fresh salads and cold cuts with the dressings of your choice.
Yes.
It's important to eat salads. It's roughage.
Yeah.
You understand? Valentine's attack, you want to say me, oh, I have problems, you know, with my colon. I don't know what. No.
And it's for those of you who still want an opportunity to say, and it's very interesting. I think this event, this evening, will be the true test of if I can be comfortable in front of you. You know, you can't eat chicken wings with fork and knife. So already you cook them.
And also,
how was your day?
Chopping salads with the salad sauces.
Yeah.
And they are large. eating without chopping the mouth. Yeah, so, yeah. I'm telling you, you can't.
This is really a test, guys. Yeah, okay, yeah. And then after, so we are done with the salads. We've opened up, we've got our roughage.
Yeah.
And then Adam shows up.
Yeah.
Adam's favorite love.
Yes.
And of course, this is grilled fried mahi mahi. That's fish, eh?
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
With fish fillets with lemongrass cream butter and huli huli pineapple chicken. So mahi mahi with huli huli.
Tuachi hapo.
Nivo tu. Mahi mahi na nini?
Huli huli.
Huli huli.
Guys, get your tickets now. Please show. Just look for Pride in Azure today.
Yeah.
10,000 bob will sort you out for per couple. 10,000 bob per couple, by the way.
Mm.
And you can also get a room for 21,000 shillings. When we come back, we'll let you know what else, apart from the huli huli, pineapple chicken.
In the mahi mahi.
In the mahi mahi.
The huli huli in the mahi mahi. I like this food. Man, food should be fun, man.
It should be.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell you what's coming up with our 3 at 3.
Yeah.
Your 3 at 3.
Oh, the 3 at 3.
Our 3 at 3.
Oh, yeah.
And we have
an Ameri fan.
An Ameri Adam's love. Let's call it that, okay? Ray, it's Ray Jones. Just wants to hear Ameri.
Yeah.
And here's the story. Ameri, one thing.
Ameri.
Pretty Brown Eyes featuring Trey Songz.
Yeah.
Ameri. Why don't we fall in love?
Now, here's the one thing I want to tell you, June.
Ebu, tell me the one thing, Ameri.
Why don't we fall in love?
Ameri.
With your pretty brown eyes.
Ameri.
That's the one.
And mine are brown, actually.
So we, we go into it.
Let's just do it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I told you one thing is popular.
3 at 3 on the Jam.
Yeah, let's get it, girl. Chit-chit, yeah. Chit-chit, yeah.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm like rich again, rich young gear.
Ho!
The way I switch his pairs, it gets one weird.
Ho!
The way the bitches get there, this shit's unfair.
Huh?
The one hit a quitter,
huh?
One hit a getter.
Ho!
It's F to the AB. And I was thinking maybe you could sing to me, baby. Like A. Marie.
When I do it like a treat. You got a man, but he can't do it like me. I do it like it's supposed to be D, like it's supposed to be done. You don't know where somebody there tell you I'm the one. I'm the fool of the fool, the coolest of the cool. Don't panic, lay back, just trust the dude. I take you places you ain't never been. Let you see things you ain't never seen. Buy you things that the boy won't buy. Got a bus, got a jet, we can drive, we can fly. However we do it, we don't shine. When I kiss, I don't tell, my business is mine.
You caught me off guard, started feeling on my tattoo. Lower back, then you were spit in my ear. I don't wanna scare you, but I think that we should disappear. Hold up, homie, we ain't known each other very long. Know you tryna lock me in the room, tryna turn me on. Any other time I could resist, now my will is gone. Getting weak, that ain't EVE, hell is going on.
This one thing that's all made me feel it. This one thing you did, oh.
thing that got me tripping, not me slipping. Girl, you ain't know I'm long like the arms of Scottie Pippen. Spot me whipping, hot tea stripping. She up and down the pole, got me tipping. And the laugh sounded like she hot tea sipping. Yeah, she cooled me off, and you know I like to throw the shades on, show the jewelry off, so I keep the safety on the tule off. Truly yours, L-O-S-O. Rockin' with the best, so what you need the rest for? We can roll a best bro, coming from the West Coast. You got some nerves, saying that you getting stressed. You got some curves, just like the letter S. Head them back like a spine. You act like you blind, and can't see. I'm what they can't be.
Hop in the whip, let's ride for a minute. Let's chop it up, just vibe for a minute. You listen, I talk, you talk, I listen. Pretty, let me look in your eyes for a minute. They got a lot of lanes out here.
Capital Night Out.
Salale. That's such a good song right there.
Fantastic, right?
Like, that's the kind of music that you'll be hearing because today is...
DJ
Adrian
Nairobi R&B Nights.
That's
at
right.
Culture One.
That's right.
Wednesday nights all the time. Catch him there. And every Friday, catch him at K1 Clubhouse for Flashback Fridays. And then on Thursday, jam start your weekend every Thursday again at the Tunnel Mombasa Road with DJ UV playing nothing but straight hits all night long. And on Saturday, party DJ Shwazi Saturday at the bar next door, the only bar with a vibe for the ultimate vibe Saturday. And on Valentine's Saturday, the 12th, join Capital FM Mix Master DJ Stretch at Ivory Lounge for Grown and Sexy Kings and Queens and edition.
Nice. Sundays, we also have some great options for you. You can join Capital Mix Master DJ Leo at The Vibe Tamasha for Sunday Jamboree from 6 p.m. till late. And of course, Vineyard Ridgeways all the way in Kiambu. You can find DJ Schwaz on the decks for that Valentine mood. That's your...
And on Tuesdays,
Masters. The SS.
Yeah,
those are the guys who were playing yesterday. That's why they are resting now.
Yeah, each and every Tuesday, Urban Tuesday at Click Lounge, Gong Road, for that after-work urban vibe.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, have a great Capital Night Out. 3 at 3 on the Jam. On the Jam.
Is it a crime to want that old thing back? Can it be wrong to miss the way?
Ameri featuring Trey Songz, Pretty Brown Eyes. That's what we are singing about.
All
it's
of them.
Valentine's week, just before, because Monday is Valentine's. I hope you have a plan. June, you are giving us the menu because I'm looking at it here.
Me, you are still salivating.
I'm finished.
All right, so here's what we're doing. Mm. We're talking about Forever Darling Valentine's Day at Pride in Azure in Westlands. And we got to our middle of our course. Yeah. Course number three.
Yeah.
We told you about the Garden of Eden. And of course, we told you what appetizers there would be before.
Yeah.
Adam's favorite love, grilled mahi-mahi in huli huli pineapple.
Yeah.
That's the chicken.
Yeah.
And of course, romance time is what's coming up next. Crispy fried calamari, fisherman's wheel, fragrant lamb is an option as well. Carbonade of beef simmered in a Valentine sauce, garlic parmesan. You know, if you're going to kiss somebody with garlic, you better be with them proper.
That's marriage. Why I'm saying we're not fearing eating.
Yeah, you eat cheesy quartetos.
Yeah.
And you know, it's cheese and garlic anyway. Let's move on. Marriage par excellence, macaroni and peas with some stir-fried Swahili vegetable pilau, mvita, mwea, rice, alo, alo. And of course, some fresh organic spinach, lady fingers tossed in onions. My goodness, I just started.
There's a lot.
And of course, finally, as a dessert, sweet memories, chocolate fountain, and a selection of sweets and desserts from every corner of the world, and a platter of fresh and organic foods. Why would you not call their reservation line right now? 0709-716-000. Send them an email as well and say, whatever Kinajuno are talking about, we want it.
Yep, reservations at prideinazua.com. It's on Lantana Road, by the way, off Raptor Road. So
yes,
when you get there, just look for Azua Towers or just use your Google Maps. You'll find it. That's the plan. And coming up is our news. But before that, we have a special person.
Atusalimie, teacher.
Mwalimu.
Slow down, Tisha. Mwalimu. You have come too much. Mwalimu. Your name, sir?
Mwalimu. Mwalimu,
tusalimie.
Mwalimu.
Prince C to you.
Hey!
Nite Prince.
Prince C.
Prince
C. That's like short for principal?
Yes.
Oh,
thank
my God.
You.
So cool.
My name is Wairimu Wawero Kiriri.
Yes.
I am the principal of Nairobi Institute of Technology in Westlands.
Hey.
Yeah, metosha.
Bas.
Tafadhali. My sister's naming people have not
yeah, paid fees. The first test.
Yeah. Your
introductions are usually a problem here.
Yeah,
but so, you have done well.
So yeah, right now we're going to the news. Remember.
A hot sun at the beach with a splash of your best mix of music. This is The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. She say that I'm cool.
That's right.
I'm like, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I believe in G-O-D, don't believe in T-H-O-T. She keep playing me dumb, I'm a player for fun. Y'all don't really know my mental, let me give you the picture like stencil. Falling out in a drought, no flow, rain was I'm pouring down. See, that pain was all around, see, my mode was kinda lounge. Didn't know which way to turn, flow was cool, but I still felt burned. Energy up, you can feel my surge, I'ma kill everything like this purge.
Let's just get this straight for a second. I'ma work, even if I don't get paid for progression. I'ma get it, everything that I do is electric. I'ma keep it in a motion, keep it moving like kinetic. Put this shit in a frame, better know I don't blame everything that I say. Man, I seen you deflate, let me elevate. This ain't a prank, have you walking on a plane? Both hands together, God, let me pray. I been going right around, call that relay. Pass the baton, back in the mall, swimming in the pool, can't drink them all. Want a piece of this, a piece of mine, my piece of sign. Can you please read between the lines? My rhymes inclined to break your spine. They say that I'm so fine, you could never match my grind. Please do not waste my time. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze.
Yeah,
yup.
We now know what our boss does in his free time.
He's on TikTok.
TikTok the
That's
whole
what
time.
He is.
He's on Instagram stories.
But I think he can relate.
Yeah.
He can relate to Princey here because I have a feeling this is the kind of music
she's
had to. Yeah, she's had to listen to because I imagine, and I could be wrong here, but as you know, you're listening to The Jam on 98.4, and we have the principal, a.k.a. Princey, of the Nairobi Institute of Technology here with us.
Before we go into that, let's talk about that magical lady.
She's a magical lady.
Magical lady. Ladies.
Okay, the question he wants me to ask you is, do you play golf?
No, I'm not a golfer.
What?
No, but I watch.
You watch golf?
I watch golf.
Do you see?
Would you like to be...
I don't think it has the adrenaline I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to be in Vipingo right now? There's adrenaline.
Oh, yes, I do play golf.
You play golf.
Take me to Vipingo, I will play golf.
Do you know what
I play golf. I know a putter.
Because you don't know what a putter is, it's one of us. Let me use simple words for Kinawamboi. You know the stick they use to
put the ball into, in the hole.
In the hole, that's a putter. Now,
it's
happening in Vipingo Ridge.
Yes, it is.
It's fantastic. Yesterday, there's a photo going around. I think one of our Capital FM photographers took it. Where the ladies were going through like the motions on the course. And there were two giraffes hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Two.
But have you seen the eyelashes giraffes have? Do you have any doubt in your mind that giraffes are chicks?
Beautiful
women with lashes.
It can only happen in Kenya.
Like this.
That's why Kenya is magical.
Yeah.
You're chilling, you're playing, there's zebra, there's giraffe.
Saying, hey, welcome, Karibu Kenya.
Karibu sana, hi ladies, look at us. You know,
Have you ever watched one of the magical Kenya golf tournaments?
Is that the one? There was one at Karen.
There was one at Karen.
Yes,
that was for
I
now
did.
The boys.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, this is now the ladies. Magical
I've
Kenya
never watched
ladies
the ladies one.
Okay.
I've seen it being advertised,
yes.
But I've never watched the
so
ladies
So that's
one.
What is starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's at Vipingo Ridge in Kilifi County. And they've got all these amazing female golfers who'll be playing. And Kenya has a really strong contingent. We have a 15-year-old called Chanel. We've got a lady called Faith Chemutai who'll be representing. And, of course, the actual pro golfer from the Kilifi Golf Club, I believe.
Yes, Nyali, actually.
Nyali Golf Club.
Yeah. Bavisha.
Bavisha will also be playing.
Yeah.
But also just a chance for all these amazing players who are flying in from all these different countries to see our Kenya.
Wow. And it's all courtesy of Johnny Walker, of course. As you're watching them, you can actually toast to them with a Johnny Walker.
Yes.
Pour some Johnny Walker. Order some Johnny Walker when you're there. Starting tomorrow, it's only 500 shillings. Order your tickets from ticketsasa.com and just go enjoy yourselves. Enjoy some amazing golf. Enjoy the views, the sights, and the weather, you know.
All of the above.
All of the above.
All
and
right.
Capital FM is going to be there. But of course, right now, we have a master.
A jam master.
A jam master.
Bra.
A person who, every time I was supposed to go see them, I used to quake in my boots.
Yes.
And run away.
Yeah.
And go away.
Yes.
Right now, I'm going through some nini. Some form of, I'm in fear.
Pretty.
The principal is in here. But I can ask this question again.
Yes.
Instead of telling us your profession,
yes.
We want to know who you are.
Yes.
So who are you?
How far back should I go
you
to
go
start who I am?
Start.
Start where?
Start.
It's like a violin there.
The 1970s.
I jump start. I hail
15
from.
15 years later, I hail from.
Yes. That there, then
Kiambu
then
County.
Yes.
Though some people think I'm from Western, but I'm from Kiambu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was born, maybe it was the only hospital around, Mater Misericordiae. It was called Mater Misericordiae
Hospital. Sure.
Sure.
That sounds like Latin.
Sure.
It's Latin.
I think
so. Yeah. Yes, yeah. That one.
People from Western Sutherland.
Yeah.
So you are the people who don't know Pumwani. Okay.
But there was no Pumwani then, was there?
There was Pumwani.
It was there?
Yeah. We are many.
From Pumu? Mm. Okay, so. Okay.
So then you started walking, you ran.
Then I started walking, I ran. I went into primary school, I went to high school, I went to college. Yeah. Then I came into myself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Mm. As an adult.
Mm. Now this is where we are.
This is where we are. Yeah. Present.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've lived in America for a while, mm-hmm. but I came back. Home is best.
Yeah. Best.
You can be out there for the longest time, but your heart is home. Yes. My heart was in Nairobi. My heart was in Kenya. Mm-hmm. My heart was with my family.
Yeah.
When I was out there, I worked in urban planning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I worked in Sudan. I worked in Uganda. Mm. I worked in Tanzania, and I worked in Kenya. Mm. But I always felt I needed to come back home and make a difference.
Yes.
So about 14, 15 years after my life in America, I came back. Mm. And I went into education, and I absolutely love it. Mm. I love the difference I'm making. I love meeting my students. Mm. I love seeing the impact on the parents, the joy on their faces. Mm. I like going out there, whether I'm out having tea,
yes.
I'm out in a function, yeah. and I hear, Princey, do you know me? And I'm like, eh?
One of your students.
I'm like, how do you know me? It's one of my students,
yeah.
or one of my parents. I don't think there's any greater satisfaction than that in what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
beyond that, you've not asked.
We have not,
I've not finished.
You.
Oh,
not
finished. Finished.
No, we are not.
You know, teachers talk. We talk a lot.
Yeah, we are here for that. Yeah.
They just stopped me. It felt like the principal.
Excuse me.
Hey. Sija Marisa Kongea.
How long have you been in Form 1?
Yes. Listen. You don't interrupt the principal.
Sorry, Princy.
You don't interrupt. I am a mother of two lovely kids.
Yes.
One is nine-year-old boy, 4-year-old girl, and wife of one.
Yes. Wife of one.
Wife of one.
Hey.
Lovely man.
Yes.
That is me in a nutshell.
All right. And all of that is what you bring to Jobo every day.
Every
that
single
experience,
day.
That history, yes. that even I guess dealing with your children is like...
Yes.
Because these are kids, right? How
these
old
are
your
children.
Students at Nairobi Institute of Technology?
Between, I would say, maybe 17 and 24, 25.
Yeah, so kina Mato's age, basically.
Yeah, Mato, you're like my child.
Yes.
So, Mato, when I say stop, you stop.
Of course I've stopped.
Yeah,
In the name of love.
Yes. But also we have mature students.
Yes.
Yeah?
Like June, yes.
I opened that door.
Gumbaru class.
So what can you teach us, guys? Now me and my Reka, what can you teach us? Are the courses like available? Are they easy? What are people learning at NIT?
Okay, so NIT is a what do I call it? We're technology based, and that's building technology. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Building technology and design.
Yes.
Yeah, and animation and digital design. That is our strength, and that is where we want to stay.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have courses in architecture, mm-hmm. interior design, building construction, quantity surveying, masonry, plumbing, tiling, anything in the building construction sector, you find it under our roof.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the reason we're there is that there's a niche. There's a niche in the market. If you look around, all these buildings coming up,
yeah.
somebody needs to put them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not only the brains of the senior people doing it.
Yeah.
These people, we call them what? Artisans. Yeah.
Yes.
Watu wa mkono. And that is where
the
our
blue
niche
collar.
Is. The blue collar. I don't like to use that word.
Yeah.
We name things in such a way that people feel they don't want to be a part of it.
Yes.
Yeah, they're artisans. Let's call them
artisans.
Can I
tell you something?
Yeah.
Do you know what blue collar is in Europe?
Yeah.
Rich people. Carry
yes.
on.
But mm-hmm. but they moved on. You see, we are still getting there.
We're still using their
we're
terminology.
Using, yeah, but in a very negative.
So they're creatives.
They're creative. They're artisans.
Yes.
So we're reclaiming blue collar into artisans.
Yes.
From today henceforth.
Yes. They're artisans in their profession.
Yes.
Whether you're a mason, you're an artisan in that. You're an artisan in that.
Field.
Yeah, whether you're a tiler, you're an artisan in that field of tiling, and take it seriously.
So you're giving these guys who we just say akafundi loosely, you're giving them professional training, certified, like they can have a certificate or a diploma, that they get when they're done at NIT.
Exactly.
Yes. I like it. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, we're talking to Wairimo Wawero Kiriri, principal of the Nairobi Institute of Technology. If you've got questions for her, please let us know at the Jam 984. The hashtag is DriveOut and Jam Masters. Our WhatsApp line 0701-984-984. It's time now for the business news. And when we come back, more about the business of...
Princey.
Love that you're listening. I hope it wasn't just today at because famous people were coming to our studio, but this is 98.4 Capital FM. This show is The Jam. This segment is Jam Masters, yeah. And that is Nyanka Bell, requested specifically by a young boy called Ken Wigan. Like, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Even if Princey calls him that, we must all call him. Anyway, boy. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, by the way, sorry, I'm here.
Yeah. Right, hi, so Martin.
It's Jude and Martin.
Yes.
So let's listen, guys. Whoever wants to, if you just want to wake up right now and just go to Vipingo right now, Vipingo Ridge, get up, move it. Our guys are there, Kina Danki, Ashley, we've got Davina is on our way there. It's going to be a fantastic event. Mm. Basically, this is basically the Magical Kenya Ladies Open. It's a golf tournament. If you don't know anything about golf, this is the best time to go and learn about golf, because the environment is brilliant. It's chilled out. It's nice. You can have your Johnny Walker as you're watching the ladies go through. There are so many nationalities that have come through. 25 nationalities will be present from, of course, from Kenya, the host country, Wales, Brazil, Germany, South Africa, Finland, mm-hmm. Austria, Spain, Belgium, France, India, Switzerland, Scotland, and so many more, including the U.S. Virgin Islands. So if you've never met someone from the Virgin Islands, this is your chance.
You know? Also, what I love about it is after a long day of golf and cheering on these amazing sportswomen, you can have a beautiful evening of entertainment. Saturday night, the wonderful Sage Chemtai or Chemtai Sage will be on stage. DJ Malaika and, of course, DJ Leo Saha will be on the decks. And on Sunday, we have Fena performing, DJ Malaika as well. And, of course, the legendary DJ Adrian will be on the decks. So much more, all brought to you courtesy of our good friends at Johnny Walker. Yep. All right. Now, of course, we're talking to the Jam Master herself, Mrs. Wairimo Wawero Keriri, about Nairobi Institute of Technology, where you are the principal. Tell us a little bit more about the you said it's in Westlands, just there. The whole of Westlands.
Almost the whole of Westlands is us.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ebu, explain.
Because on Fridays, we paint it black.
What? Hi!
Yeah.
Ra!
Proud of my students. They all wear our black t-shirts.
Oh.
If you're driving on Westlands Road,
yes.
Even friends call me, they're like, ah, your students are on the road. I'm like,
uniform.
They
Mukana
own
uniform.
It. They
yes.
own it.
Yes.
No, we don't have a uniform. But any new student who joins, we have a package for them. It's called the orientation package.
Yes.
And they get a beautiful NIT t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. And they absolutely love it. It was designed by a former student.
Yes.
And they've taken ownership of it. And they wear it proudly.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when your students go out into the field, do you get like calls for referrals? Do you have to meet like, I guess it's like training programs, right? Do you place them in different organizations for them to get some actual practical training as well?
Yes, we call it attachment. So during the course of your training, even before you finish, you have a semester of practical attachment.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the benefit of NIT is we are so well known in the industry that we get requests. From people like
to send your students.
Yes, to send our students. Nice. We actually have partnerships with lots of organizations that every internship class or every graduating class, we send them 5 to 6 students. Yeah. And also that because of that is we have very small class sizes. Yeah. And that's by design.
What's an average class size?
We'd say about 40,
okay.
40 to 50 students in a class. Mm. And our classes are studio classes, design classes. You can't have 200 people in one class. You start losing quality.
Mm.
Yes, not theory, it's practical.
Mm.
Yeah, design is practical. Mm. So we have what are called studio classes.
Mm.
And for studio classes, we keep it at a ratio of 10 students to one lecturer.
Mm-hmm.
So that lecturer knows his students individually.
Mm.
He knows the progress their students are making individually. Mm-hmm. If you have one lecturer to 50 students, which happens at the universities, then you start losing quality. You start losing the students. The student disappears in the system.
Mm.
Remember, like back in the day in campus, you're so many.
Yep.
You're so many. The lecturer will be like, after fourth year, were you in my class?
Mm. But Martin, they had him.
They had that guy.
So they knew his
they
voice
had that guy,
because he was just noisy.
But some of us used to disappear in class.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Under the tables.
Under the lecture. Someone's just talking and you're like, what is this? You sleep.
Yeah. And you don't want that. You lose interest. Yeah.
Mm.
The quality of education goes down. Yeah. You don't give value to your students. You don't give value to the parents. Yeah. So we keep our class sizes small and by design. So in Westlands, we're on 11 Westlands Road.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're on two, we have two campuses in Westlands. So right opposite 11 Westlands Road is our workshops.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Any student who comes to NIT must go through masonry.
Hey.
Yes.
Must.
Yes, must.
That's interesting.
It's a mandatory one.
It's a mandatory. It's part of your course.
Mm-hmm.
You must wear an overall. You must wear work boots.
Yeah.
You must shika that stone, build it, build and the mchanga, mix the mchanga. So the funniest thing is when girls come in, you know, all these beautiful fancy nails?
Yeah.
We just giggle. Because by the end of the term, they are gone. And the girls laugh about it. The ladies, the young ladies laugh about it. Because we want them to experience a holistic learning environment, right? We don't want you to go out there as an architect and you've never laid a stone.
Wow.
We don't want that to happen.
Then we'll have buildings that are leaning tower of Pisa.
Yes, or buildings without plumbing.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know what to look for.
I'm going to share an experience when we come back because it's time for the sports news and the headlines. But I want to tell you about a house I used to live in and something that somebody forgot. They were clearly not a student at NIT. When we come back, this is The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM.
We do this.
I love this.
The sound.
All the hits.
Right here.
We play the best mix of music on The Jam with June and Martin, 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.4 Capital FM.
Kakienda
Kagi baby, better and improve, making power moves daily. Siku hizi siwezi lose chance, niko rada deadly. Na kama mubia roma, siwezi kosa pepe. Uperi enga deli, cheze kami. Na come nuts, my yanks na my drinks. Acha bashi benka, speaker ya matri. Wakitete kiako they, wambie call police. Kameweza imeweza,
nani?
Kienda basi enda,
nani?
Kameweza imeweza, na ukibebwa basi bebwa nayo.
Kame imeweza imeweza, and if it's you want to go to Vipingo, enjoy the magical Kenya Ladies Open Tournament starting tomorrow to the 13th of February, that's Sunday, you should go. And you know what? The tickets are available on ticketsasa.com for only 500 shillings. Johnny Walker decided, you know what? There'll be a small bash out there. I've seen DJ Schwartz is also heading to Vipingo. So that means Friday, there's bashment. Thursday, there's a small bashment, but not too heavy. It's all about Johnny Walker. It's just chilled out. It's all about people enjoying themselves responsibly.
Importantly.
Yeah.
And you know what's cool about this thing also?
Yeah.
It's just that at the end of the day, it's mid-month. Mm. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
We're going to start to feel the pinch by the end of this week. Pesa imeisha. So at 500 shillings, Mato.
Yeah,
500 bob per day.
25 nationalities. Players from around the world coming. And you're going to watch them for 500 bob only.
Yeah. Ticketsasa.com right now. Go grab your tickets. That's per day. And of course, it's outdoor. There'll be a lot of fresh air. But still, all COVID-19 protocols will be observed. And even as Johnny Walker continues, this is the thing they say.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Ready.
Keep walking. Uh-huh. That is their motto.
Yeah.
Keep walking is to act. Uh-huh. It's to step beyond the usual. To try to go do, go create, go pursue something better. How about it, man?
Fantastic.
How about it?
And you can follow the Magical Kenya Ladies Open on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Magical Kenya Ladies Open. Twitter, Kenya Ladies Open. And of course, Facebook, Kenya Ladies Open. Check out the hashtag MKLO 2022.
Yeah.
MKLO.
MKLO
2022.
And of course, our favorite one is Raise Our Game.
And remember to enjoy responsibly. Alcohol not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Excessive consumption of alcohol is harmful to your health. When we come back, we'll find out how one becomes a principal, if there are night classes, what the school is all about, how she, you know, all of that.
If you would get admission, let's even start there.
Let's start there.
This is The Jam.
Ay, ati, umemaliza.
Kabisa.
I'll admit, I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart? I was drunk, I was gone. That don't make it right, but promise there were no feelings involved.
Was it real or just for show? Yeah. She said, save your apologies. Baby, I just gotta know. How long has this been going on?
Been a long time. Been a long time that we've been doing this. Yeah, Charlie, don't worry. Charlie Puth. How long? It's been long that we have been, you know, doing this radio thing with June Gashui. It's nearly a year now.
Almost.
Karibu sana.
For once we'll be able to say anniversary.
Yeah.
Then we were told off. That is not an anniversary, it's months. Okay,
calm. This is 98.4 Captain FM. This is the Jam. We have the Jam Masters here. And a Jam Master by herself, by her own worth, by who she is.
Her whole self.
Her whole self. By being a principal. A principal of Westlands, as she said. Full of Westlands. You know, Wairimo Wawero Kiri is here. But before we go in, DSTV know that you need more. DSTV know that you deserve more. So this month, they're giving you an opportunity to enjoy access to more channels. All you need to do is upgrade your current DSTV package and get an even higher package. Download my DSTV app or dial *423# to upgrade your DSTV package and step up. Tune in to Captain in the Morning with Farid and Davina as they tell you more about DSTV upgrade and you could win a month's subscription. Now, Wairimo, we have another question.
Yes. First of all, let's just read for you some of the things people are saying on the Twitter. I think you have awoken the battalion.
Yeah.
Our good friend.
That's why I'm
Roger,
here.
Roger. Roger. Hey, Roger. Nenzi says, Wairimo Waweru is talking about us, Juakali people, and it's top about that sector. Small digitalization will do wonders to us. Blue collar battalion. We're with you, man. And I think they appreciate what you're saying about the way we perceive this particular industry, I would say, or sector. There's a few other comments here from, I think, some friends of yours who are saying, Kumbe, it's you, Kina Junu, make that noise. But today we're here to support Wairimo. Imagine. You know what? Ultimately, we're happy you're tuned in. So I'm not even going to make a big deal out of it, but I'm coming back for you. Wairimo, I wanted to ask you, you are a principal because this is what you wanted to do. You talked to us earlier about your history, your education, your work in the U.S. Is this something you knew you always wanted to do? Or was there a path, if somebody's listening right now who wants to be a principal at NIT when you decide umechoka, what would they need to do?
I never knew this is what I would do, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I joined NIT, I wanted to restructure it as a business. I came in as a business person to try and restructure the business.
Yes.
So I actually started by sitting at the reception and I would meet the students, I would meet the staff, I would meet the parents so that I understand the business.
Yes.
But when I stayed there for about 2 to 3 years, I went into administration.
Mm-hmm.
Administration, i.e. timetabling of classes, getting to know the lecturers. I actually taught. Yeah, I actually taught for 2 or 3 years. Communication skills.
Okay.
And I loved it.
Yes.
Right? And I brought into it, because those communication skills, I told the students, I'm going to film you. And they were all surprised. No one had taken any interest in them being on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I told them, you need to know what you look like on camera to communicate.
Yes.
Yeah? I think that's lacking in our higher institutions of higher education.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I really enjoy this sector.
Mm.
Yeah, I really enjoy being here. So what should I do to improve myself? I got to know what is out there in education. I'd meet other principals of other institutions that would ask them, how do you run an institution, right? Now, I must say, we're under TVETA.
Mm-hmm.
That's Technical Educational Vocational Training Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're approved by them. It's what that's the body that oversees below bachelor's programs.
Yes.
All institutions below bachelor's programs fall under TVETA.
Okay.
And that is where we have the Juakali. What I would say, the Juakali sector, the artisans, the blue collar, like Martin is calling them.
I love them.
Right? Now, it's such a vast and wide sector.
Mm.
And if you look at the education pyramid, when people leave Standard 8, a lot of people drop out. Then they go into high school. Then they go into college. Right?
And you lose guys.
And you lose guys
at each tier.
You lose guys at each tier. And I was like, no, that we have to do something.
Mm.
Yeah, we have to do something. Going back to when I was sitting at the reception, parents would come and say, "Oh, huyu mtoto ameanguka." Or rather, this child has failed.
Mm.
I want him to do something to get him to university.
Mm.
And I was like, why do you want to do that? First of all, why do you start with that attitude?
Mm-hmm.
The child will feel like a failure.
Yeah.
Let's stop that narrative.
Mm.
The child got the grades they got. But if you bring them with a positive attitude, they will excel as an artisan with skills.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's when I realized I really, really enjoy this sector. Mm. So I did a lot of courses on teaching. There's something called pedagogy. I did a course on pedagogy.
Mate. That's
teaching methodology, Martin.
Okay.
How to teach?
I told you I'm the principal here.
Sorry. Pedagogy.
You didn't even put up your hand. Yeah. Teacher, you didn't even put
no,
up
I
your
said
hand.
Ate, sorry.
You didn't even, that's sorry. Ate is not your hand out.
Because in Moranga it's called pedagogy. That's pedagogy. Anyway, carry on.
Yes. And also, the government is pushing that we need to have more people in this sector, right? So then I saw my niche in it, that let's improve NIT, let's grow it only in this sector. We don't want to go into university.
Yeah.
No, we're not interested. Once we improve this sector, we train lots of people, then I'm happy. But the other most important character I needed to have was patience.
Yes.
Patience. Being a principal is like being a mother of 850 students.
That's how many you have?
Yes.
850?
Yes. Plus being a mother of more than 80 staff members.
Where?
With all different attitudes.
Yes.
In fact, I have a box of tissues in my office.
Yeah. What?
Because...
For you or for them?
For both of us. You know, in education, teachers, principals, etc., we are the first stop for our kids.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. When they're having problems at home with their parents, they come to us. Mm. And I have a very open door policy at NIT. Mm. If I'm around, if you have my phone number, call me.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want to do. Mm. If you want to buy me coffee, I buy you coffee. Uh-huh. You tell me what you want to do.
Mm. Yeah.
So when I'm in my office, they come in, they sit down, they tell me their stories.
Yeah.
Some are so sad and some I'm like, hey, that's character development. You're still young. You will learn.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So I think those are what
you'd say
the key things.
Somebody who and I guess what I'm hearing you say is you're calling it patience, but I think you also have to be a people person.
You have to be a people person.
And then one who can understand structure, admin, and going through those stages helped you see the bigger picture of the entire institution.
Exactly.
And the other thing I also appreciate that you said is business, because I think if we don't start looking at, because I would argue that there's a theory out there that education is like, it's like church, you know, it's like a calling, and then there's those who say everything you put your mind to is business, because it should earn you revenue, and if you don't treat it like a business, it's not sustainable.
Yes.
Then your students start to see the pitfalls, isn't it?
Exactly.
And even like those studio classes you were sharing about earlier,
we wouldn't be able to have it. We wouldn't be able to have the quality of teachers we have.
Yeah. Even t-shirts. T-shirts you're giving us. Good.
Yes.
So were there t-shirts that you came with today?
I'm kidding. My dean of students is quite upset at me. Aswani Aseka, I'm shouting out to you that I came empty-handed, but we will deliver the t-shirts.
Yes. Do you want to do your shout-outs now? Because I have a feed. You, the way I'm seeing your Twitter.
Let me go through my whole list. You'll start with Ken Mwige out there. My siblings, Wawero, Shirote. How many minutes do I have for shout-outs?
Like 30 seconds now.
Oh, my God. Aswani Aseka, Eric Plal, Mwendi, Naomi, who is our mother at NIT. She likes to pray for us. And Joanne at the library, Mr. Ruto, Mr. Waburiri, Emily, Kasim, our academics director.
Yeah.
And our academics director rides a motorbike.
Come on.
Do you know how many staff members of mine ride motorbikes?
Uh-huh.
That's the young population I have. And I'm so proud of it.
Yeah.
Oh. So proud of it.
I love it. What are your most popular courses right now?
Interior design.
Interior design,
yes.
Really?
Interior design followed by architecture.
Because of the building boom.
The building boom, DIY, there's an explosion of DIY.
Was this during COVID when everyone was trying to do new things in their house because they had to be in their house for so long?
Yeah. That too, and also access to information. There's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's Netflix. We're seeing people with beautiful homes, beautiful surroundings, beautiful spaces.
So it's the camera that has brought this
thing. And I have so many students who are doing their own, what we call them, PTs, personal projects. Yeah, PJs, personal projects. And they're in class.
Yeah.
And they're making a killing.
Yeah.
And they're on TikTok showing themselves doing things. And that has just exploded this thing. That's why I said at the beginning, I said we have a lot of Gumbaru students who have realized they're in this career and they're so bored. They're bored out of their mind.
Yeah.
And they're like, but I love doing things with my hands.
Yeah.
So they do come back to learn and train in these fields.
So do you have like night classes?
We have evening classes.
Evening classes.
Yes, for the mature students. Uh-huh. Akina June.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What time say?
From 8:05 to 8:30 and on Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And we have a very active, like I said, workshop.
Yes.
Where we're starting Saturday and Sunday classes.
Hiya.
Yeah.
Princey.
Yeah.
How long have you been a principal?
About 5 years.
A mother of 5 years.
Of the school. But Otobake,
yeah,
you know,
no,
nine already
ones,
there.
Those ones are there. 5 years of running a school. What can you, a college, what do you call it actually?
An institution? It's a college.
What can you, say somebody's looking to go into that today. They've been given the job today. What can you advise them to do at first or through the whole career as a principal?
First, I'll want you to get to know your students, get to know your staff. Don't go into it with your own ideology of how you need to run an institution. Every institution is different. Mm-hmm. Get to know your students, get to know your staff, right? Get to know what are their likes, what are their dislikes. Uh-huh. Then you start from there. That's how you build. I have a fantastic staff. So my members of staff are so, so supportive. Without them, we'd not have an IT, quite frankly, right? And as you know, during the COVID times, institutions suffered.
Mm. Yeah.
We suffered.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the most important asset of an institution is its staff members. Mm-hmm. I did not lose any.
Wow.
And IT staff, I'm so happy. We did not lose any.
That is job satisfaction, happiness.
That is fulfillment. Because we invest in our staff. We invest in our student body. Mm. We invest in our parents. Mm.
Nice. Mm. June, final...
I think final questions. Maybe tell our listeners first where they can find you if there's a mother or a father listening who's like, oh, okay, so I don't have to look at my son Vibaya. Mm-hmm. Where can they find you?
We're on social media, very active on social media, mm-hmm. Instagram, mm-hmm. Nairobi Institute of Technology. Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook, Nairobi Institute of Technology. You can call our admissions line 0772-113360. You can send us an email, nit.ac.ke. You can go to our website, www.nit.ac.ke.
I love it.
Love it.
Final question for you. If you had to pick a new name for yourself, which name would you pick?
Michelle.
Michelle, why? Because of Barack
Obama.
Hey! Bravo.
Sam, I can feel it. I can see.
I can see. But I
like Wairimo. She's that's powerful enough.
She has five names.
Yeah,
she, Wairimo, Mimo, Nims, Wawero.
Mimo Nims is fine. Mimo Nims. I have a sister called Mimo, and she's listening. She said, "Hey, my namesake.
My namesake.
Powerful
name. Hey, Mimo. Yay!
Thank you so much for joining us today on Jam Masters. Yeah. I think I feel a lot more informed if I want to be Teacher June, Principal June.
Aren't you already Teacher June?
I always. Yeah, I got stuff to say, things to teach people. So I feel like I found my fellow, but no one calls me Princey. Maybe that's what I need to instill now. These people wanna ni mother rau apa. Teacher, now from now on, can you ordain me as Princey? Done.
The powers vested in me.
Yes.
Your teacher June. Teacher June.
Anyway, the day I become a principal, someone in upper will collapse.
Never.
So, coming up, by the way, we have a getaway for those of you who are planning for. Do you have anything for Valentine's plan? By the way.
Is my husband listening?
Hiya. Yes, something you can do.
Apps, Bash.
Listen. There's a getaway, a drive down to Nakuru, a pre-Valentine's dinner on Saturday night, a bush breakfast and game drive on Sunday morning, and then drive back to the city. It's happening all courtesy of Tusker Malt. There's a question we'll ask. All your husband has to do is be correct and be truthful about it.
Keriri Moya, please listen right about now.
Yeah. And right now, let's go into the news. And thank you so much for coming. Ah, you're such a blessing. Thank you so much for coming here to 98.4 Capital FM. And of course, teaching us and removing that fear I have for principals. Because I'm a naughty boy.
Thank you very much.
He was. Hey.